for a period not to exceed 3 minutes total on any item described in this agenda. The council will listen to all communications. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, the council cannot act on items not on the agenda. Would anyone like to speak council communications? Peg Bernard. Hi, Peg.
Good evening. Thank you very much for this opportunity to come, and I would like to just bring a couple of items to your attention, and I'll try and stay exactly within the 3 minutes. I actually even tried it, and I think we got it. I'm coming on the item of state budget, all right? And right now, as everybody is aware, the state has a $35 billion deficit, of which they are shifting $5 billion in resources away from local governments. And the key components include, and this is really short, the elimination of about two-thirds of the vehicle license fees, backfill subventions, which they said they would do, a shift of the redevelopment funds from local governments to schools, elimination of open space subventions, and elimination of booking fees reimbursement to cities. So you've probably come up against some of these already in your budget-making process, but the picture does not look good in any event. So the question really becomes, how can we as local governments survive the budget crisis? And what I would like to just offer tonight is that some thoughts about, we need to look at being innovative, creative, and efficient with the resources that we have left. One of the ways, this is just 3 points I want to make. The refinancing options, one is with today's low interest rates, refinancing current debt under more favorable conditions and terms has been one item that we have used extensively. The county just refinanced its pension liabilities and it was going to be saving about $1 million a year, which is incredible. So the whole refinancing option, we're looking at it very seriously. I want to make sure that as I go around to different places, we mention these, that and obviously those who can get the bonds and refinance first get the better rate. So go for it, okay? The next is partnerships with other agencies and nonprofits. And along this line, we've done a number of them. Health and Human Service departments and nonprofits have joined in a collaboration to provide services for children. These collaborations increase service levels, and most importantly, it avoids duplication and thereby providing the efficiencies of being able to get that money directly to the kids and get it in use. We've contracted with CDF for additional fire services as a way of saving funds for the county. The county is also partnering with Woods Animal Shelter. We are providing land for a new shelter next to the animal services, and Woods will build and help with the adoptions. So here's a private-public partnership. The county partnered with the Oceano CSD to build a new sheriff substation, and we partnered with the city of Paso Robles and the Superior Court to build a new courthouse. So we're seeing things being done differently, and I guess that's what I'm trying to offer here. If there's any way that I can be of any help in making some of those things happen, we're all having to say we can't do it alone, and unless we look for allies and different ways of doing things outside the box, the proverbial money crunch is going to still be staring us in the face to be able to do the best that we can do. We also consolidated our heavy equipment and automobile garages for, again, efficiency and savings. We brought the two operations together and said one person run them all. So I wanted to bring that to your attention as kind of an update of what we're dealing with. We're going to be looking for more cost savings as we go into the budget, and hopefully some of these that community who's ready to go, and then we'll backfill the other as some of that state highway funds comes in the future. So your own readiness, your own preparedness is going to be a real plus in this matter, and you and the city of Arroyo Grande are the only two to be able to be even eligible for that right now. I'm sure more will come when they see what we're doing, but the advantage is to help get you through it, get the payment done, and get that project going while you're all ready before things start falling apart because of delays and whatnot. So I hope that kind of gives you a little bit. I'll try and make sure that as we deal with more of this money insanity from the state, that I try and pass along to you any of the different things that we come across, and hope we can be of help. Any questions? I tried to do that in 3 minutes. Was I going too fast? No.
Thank you, Peg.
All right. Thank you very much.
Really appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah. We're moving into the business section of this meeting. Goal setting, strategic plan process. The City Council will continue the goal setting and strategic planning process. Recommended action tonight is to continue the process of reviewing goals, identify the city's advisory bodies, department directors, and City Council city council members to determine a list of city council short-term and midterm goals, and two, provide direction to staff with regard to the next step in the role definition exercise. We have a verbal presentation by our city manager, Ron Anderson.
Honorable Mayor, members of the City Council, displayed on the wall across from me, behind Gala and Gloria, is a combination of around 100 different goals that were from those various sources that you mentioned that include the City Council, the Planning Commission, Parks and Rec Commission, Grover Beautiful Committee, and staff members. We asked Council to come up with your top five goals, and those are represented on the side of the board called primary goals. A couple of council members, I think, ended up with a few more than five goals. But what we thought we would do at this point is to say, if you're comfortable with what the primary goals are, then we can start a process of having the council members spend your 50 Grover bucks on various kinds of goals. If at this point in time there are some goals in the initial goals identified area to the right of the line, then if a council member can get at least two other council members to support that, we would suggest that you would then move that over to the left side of the line. If there are goals on the right side of the line that you want to pare down at this point, and three or more members of the council would like to move those from the left side of the line to the right side of the line, we could do that at this point. Once you're happy with what are the primary goals, then I have these Grover bucks for each of the council members, which are different colored stickers, and you can pull out these stickers and use them to vote by placing them on the numbered items. There are 100 stickers in here, but Gayla's here to make sure that each one of you only uses 50. Okay? So,
you gotta watch this.
Grover bucks.
Show us the money.
John?
Go ahead.
Well, maybe as a matter of housekeeping, I think there were some redundant goals that maybe we can pull off the wall. I think some of us talked about, let's see, increasing our tax base through a diversifying our revenue stream, and I think that was repeated twice. I think it's probably in one of the E1 categories, and then I see it over here and somewhere on the wall. So I think there are some duplicates up there, and maybe we can...
Well, if there are duplicates in the primary goals, that would probably be a good thing to do the consolidating. If we're having duplicates on either side of the line, I don't know that that's a material problem.
Would like E7 okay. and E10 be close? Revised zoning ordinance and zoning ordinance update.
Bingo, you win the prize.
Yeah. So again, if council wanted to move one of those goals on the other side of the line, that would be fine. If they are going to stay over in the other goals identified at this point, those would be sometime in the future. We would home in on looking at those goals. The primary goals that are on the left side of the line, then we would focus on. The concept is, if you get to a point where you're happy with that, those are the total number of primary goals, then we'd hand out your stickers. Every council member would go up there and put your 50 stickers on any one of the things on the left side of the line. Then we would tabulate those. And then farther over here on the left, we would rank those things in order by preference that the council has indicated. Then we would look at those and go down and figure out how many of those can we accomplish within, say, the next year, how many might be in the second year, things like that, or where were they, are there goals that may require additional resources that we might come back in the budget process, for example, and try to figure out how to accomplish that.
Steve.
I had... just for consideration, I think with me, I'd sent an email to staff proposing consolidating two of my five, and that was A1, A2, because there's a little bit of redundancy in it, and I would think that it could read something along the lines of explore long-term solutions for fire staffing as it read in the original document, and then also say, as far as planning, evaluate the possibility of outsourcing police and fire services to contract agencies. Those are so closely intertwined, I would think that we might be able to make those into one. And I just want to throw that out.
I would agree with Steve on that, because I think they are closely intertwined, and
it's long-term planning for the future. So
maybe what we could do is have that as an, if that's the consensus of the council, have that as an understanding, and maybe Glory could move, say, A2 just over on the other. I think that,
you know, could we,
that's a good point.
I have a suggestion. Maybe we could take 5 minutes and just walk over and kind of mull around them. I don't really see them that well from here myself. They're small. The writing is small enough that it's difficult for me.
Donna didn't write it.
And I don't know if everyone else has. I see everybody looking at their pieces of paper. Do you want to?
Well, I'm looking at the letters and reading it here myself.
Why don't we just take 5 minutes and okay, either go through your sheet or walk over there, yeah, 5 or 10 minutes? Would that be more?
Say, hey, you're the mayor. Just
all right. Everybody in the audience, write a $100 check to Ron Arnelson.
Who brought the string cheese? Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. that would happen.
But it still doesn't. It still takes a little bit. It has to require.
Used to be a heavy line.
And I'm very disappointed, you know,
Numbers were consolidated by bringing in other numbers that were related to those, and I think that's the only thing we really accomplished over there. I think that two or three different people would look at one item and say they felt that there were other numbers that related to that item. So I don't think we've still had a consensus because we were all have different opinions over there.
So position.
Yes.
Well, we're all going to go and vote for Earl.
So at this point, I guess we're going to get
that's
our
kind of closed-minded
Grover dollars and go back to the board and vote for what we think the.
I would like to see all of us take and try and convince the other council people of our top one choice or top two choice or some just a 2-minute sales job.
Perfect.
Some are better sales than others, but is there any benefit in that, or do you want to just?
I think we just go start spending money and let the chips fall where they may.
I like shopping.
I do, however, have a question, and maybe we can ask this of the audience. Has everyone in the audience saw what is on the board? Do you have a staff report? Would it be helpful for someone to say what, in fact, is on the board, or are we going to come to that point where we let everyone know what the council is considering as we're prioritizing?
The city attorney recommends that before we start spending Grover bucks that you indicate publicly that those goals that are on the left side of the line are in fact the primary goals before we then initiate the next part of the process. Make sure everybody's on board with that.
You might explain to them too, Mr. Anderson, that some of these over here also.
Right. One of the things that we talked about is the concept that if these, when the council gets to a point of saying these are the primary goals, then the council would be able to go up there and vote. We would figure out what the number one vote getter is and so on in descending order to figure out what the primary goals are in order of preference. Then we would go through an exercise of trying to determine which of those goals we can accomplish by when and with what kind of means. And I would suggest that at some point in the future, staff could then take those additional goals identified that may be subservient parts or tasks that are associated with the primary goals and to make those linkages, particularly where those things may be second or third or fourth year kinds of goals, and then incorporate that into something that could be monitored by the council and the public.
Okay. I think the other thing that may be helpful is to really explain how this happened. We've had 3 or 4 different goal setting sessions that we as a council have sat in on, and we had set some goals, or brought forward some goals as a council. Each one of us had our list of goals that we gave to the city staff, and our department managers and Parks Commission and Planning Commission also and Grover Beautiful also have brought forward goals that they would like to see in the city. All these goals were initiated and then tried to see if individual goals were similar and could be reduced if there was a goal that was identical to another goal that was under a different heading. We would either reduce it or combine them. And I don't think any of the goals on the primary side were shifted to the left side, to the right side, the additional goal identified on the right side. But some on the right side were brought to the left side to augment a particular goal on the left side. So this time, I guess now we're going to go back to the board and vote for...
Could we just clarify what the choices are? A1 is a choice. Is B2 associated with A1, or that's a separate choice?
It's a separate choice.
And B3 is a separate choice.
Right. Those are all separate.
And then B8 and B9 are together as one thing to vote on?
Yes.
Yes.
And then B12 is separate?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And B16, B6, and B4 are one choice?
Yes. They all relate to each other.
Okay. And B17 is a choice?
Mm-hmm.
C11 and C3, are they together now?
I'm not sure. Who put those together?
We did.
Yeah.
Did we do that?
That's one goal? They're an associated goal.
Related to each other.
Yeah, they're interrelated.
Okay.
Okay. D6 is a goal. E1, E6, and E8 are all separate goals. F1, G2, and then Gloria, can you read what's under F4?
F2.
So we've got F4, F2, and G4 are all one goal now?
No, I don't. I think G4 is separate.
Yeah.
G4, Gloria.
So F2 and F4 are one.
F4 and F2, okay.
And then pull G4 out from under there, and that's a separate goal then. Okay.
There you go.
G8's a separate goal.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Vanna.
And then, F8 and D2 are now a combined goal?
Yeah.
And F14 and F13 are a combined goal? And H1 and H5 are a combined goal. Is that correct?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Anderson, your eye exam looks really good other than the glaucoma test.
It's a good thing I'm wearing my glasses.
You get to keep your glasses for another year.
We have five different colors. Each one of these contains 100, but you're only supposed to use 50, all right? Are there any preferences for color?
Ron wanted pink.
Okay. Now,
not that there's anything.
We're going to have 50 different stickers.
We've got red, blue, purple, green, and yellow.
Let's keep life random. Just hand us one.
We have 50 stickers. There's probably 20 or 25 goals up there. So that means that some goal may have three stickers from one individual person. Is that how you're?
Absolutely.
10.
You can put all of them on there if you want.
50. Okay.
The way you're supposed to blindfold them and then spin them around.
kind of reminds me of the Survivor game a little bit.
Well, it looks like we're finished with our Grover Bucks. At this point, this might be a nice point for the people in the audience that have some input to have their say if they have a goal or they have something that they would like to bring forward on one of the items on the board. Now would be the time before we actually move these to a to the other board where we number them. Sue Hartman.
City Council. I'm Sue Hartman, Park and Rec Commissioner, and we have several of us here tonight. First off, I wanted to thank you for really putting all this effort into this goal-setting thing. I think it's a really positive thing. I do have one question, because as Park and Rec Commissioners, and I know a lot of you are very supportive of Park and Rec, is this something down the road where these are your primary goals? I mean, tonight, what we're doing, do we have a chance of our issues being maybe gained at the time of the budget meetings? Because one of my biggest concerns is all the cutbacks by the state for schools and whatever. I think Park and Rec is going to play an even bigger role for kids that are not going to have certain after-school activities, you know, that they now have. So just to understand the process a little more is really what I'm asking. Thank you.
Anybody want to answer that?
I'll take a shot at
Go
it.
Go for it.
Just slap me when I start drifting. I think we had kind of a discussion about that when we were all standing up there, and I think, Sue, what you'll find as we get through the process is there were kind of policy goals that we wanted to ratchet down, and specific things like shelter at the skate park, for example, just to pick one because that's what I remember. Those are things where we're looking to you and to Kathy to come forward and identify your own goals within your operating budget and bring those. And if that's something that's not in your budget today and it needs to be in your budget, I think that's what we're looking at. But I think we're looking at a more topical vision for the community.
All of our things are included. That's why I mentioned the budget process, that they will be considered, you know, at that time.
Right.
Catherine Talavera, 1295 Driftmont Problem, and one of the other neighbors didn't agree, and it was really too bad because then he had to be escorted home. He got a verbal assault. He had a physical, and you know, we had a full-time code enforcement officer. Our neighbors would, you know, wouldn't be under that stress. So I'm asking that you look at my code enforcement, our code enforcement request as a protein for the community. Thanks.
Thank you.
You take care of us well.
Any other comments from public? Seeing none, I guess we'll go to our accountants and the accounting department of
Ron. I think we could add a comment that we said when we were starting to look at these, and that was that we're so excited about everybody's coming forward with this list of all these great ideas, and there are a lot of them that we can accomplish right through our regular budget session, just like you're saying for the recreation department. And so it's not that these other additional goals identified aren't going to be considered or even implemented. It's just a lot of them are budgetary type items, and we can just go ahead and accomplish those this year in the budget season. So.
And they might want to say, how come we didn't do the housing element update? That's mandated, so that will be done.
Well, that's why I ask if you guys had any comments, because I don't think it's always up to me to make the comments. I think that this is a council, and it's nice to hear that we're kind of all in the same point of view sometimes. So thanks, Dave and Steve.
I just had one more thing just to clarify, kind of like Dee did with the housing element, is you may see that there's not a lot of colored Post-its on the $300,000 street rehab project, and I think we all came to the conclusion that that's a commitment we've made regardless of these other goals, and it'll be ongoing, and it's not going to go away. We just wanted to clarify that as well.
Now do we go to the firm of Baker and Chapman and see if they're going to... Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
I still have some stickers in case some of mine come up short. So.
Why don't you sell yours to the audience?
Use them or lose them.
can't believe it. I must have had 100. I don't know what happened.
I think Dave came up with these little stickers from here. Snickers. Yeah. I think you've been eating about 50. You probably had about 50 Snickers.
Well, everything's subliminal over here. Everything's purple. The candy bars, the notepad.
Shall we entertain them? Yes?
Can you explain or have our city manager explain where we're going to go with this list that we're going to post them in order of the what we're going to do with them after this? Would that be something we could do now?
Yeah, go ahead, Ron. I think he already explained it once, but go ahead again.
I think as soon as we get the votes tallied, then we'll have which one of the goals or combination of goals ends up being the number one preference. Then we would, or somebody like that, to speed the process up to get that kind of feedback from the council would be valuable information. We do have representatives of each of the departments here who would be able to then provide some feedback about are we already working on this goal or are we, is this something that we can accomplish in a short period of time or is it more of a midterm kind of a goal? So the next step then would be to go through that preference exercise. I don't know. For example, when we array those, whether if most of the goals, for example, fell into one department area, then that might be an overwhelming workload for one department. If they're kind of spread out among all of the departments, then it may be some it may be that all of the goals that are up there we could accomplish within the next year to year and a half, 2 years, something like that. We really won't know that until we, you know, kind of get the
look at that
sense
focus
from the firm of Baker and Chapman.
You just blew it, Steve. Oh, that must have been David.
What? Do you want to use the rest of mine? Hey.
Yeah, the other.
I'm offering the public. any department head would like to have one last stand.
Well, if they won't take them, I will. No.
I'd be glad to put them up if it confuses the issue here.
One of the goals is to buy them newer equipment.
Yeah, we just switched over from an abacus, and it's tough for her to tough for her to get to used to this new machine.
I just appreciate she's not wasting the paper.
How do you get a new hand?
No hand.
Do you use all of your time? No. Okay. Tell me how many I have left over and I'll go use them.
Too late. See, if it just takes a couple to go over the hill, I can run over there real fast. Make the hump.
Two people who went over.
Went over?
So there are there.
The purple and the blue. Who's blue and who's purple?
Actually, no. Steve had 51.
Oh, shit. That's a manufacturer's flaw. I'll go pull one.
John only had 49.
What?
And Dave only had 48.
See, I'm good.
Hey.
We didn't count the stickies, so don't blame us.
I think you guys should get a refund on those stickers.
Okay, so...
I'll yank one.
Which goal or combination of goals is the highest vote getter? Do we know that?
May we have the envelope, please?
Number one would be B16, B4, and
B6. Okay, can we move that over to... The primary goal.
So what can you
or maybe not?
What's the general heading of B16? Do we want to
economic?
Those activities, of course, are the activities that the former community development director was primarily responsible for implementing, and at this point, I think that certainly B16 is something that is going to be more the focus of the permanent full-time person. In the meantime, so B6, I think, is something that is in the works. And Bob, you might want to comment on where we are with regard to or maybe Susan, with regard to B6, we are beginning discussions of talking about doing parking.
Susan Zaleschuk.
Susan Zaleschuk, Assistant Community Development Director. Actually, that's a budget item. We're requesting some funding to start a project where we would identify suitable sites for parking districts and appropriate funding mechanisms to install it and maintain it over the long term. So.
And the B4 item is, again, an item that certainly we can go through the exercise of being more proactive and aggressive with regard to economic development and redevelopment, but without dedicated staffing, we're not really going to be able to follow through on that.
I might just make a small comment on that regard. I do get probably 3 to 5 people from the community or outside the area interested in redevelopment activity in our town, and it is hard at this point to respond to it efficiently.
3 to 5 a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To follow through with it without extra staffing.
So. Dave, Mayor, just while we're killing time anyway, now would be maybe a good time to find out how we could get an agenda item back on talking about separating redevelopment, a separate person for that. We now have, not $2 million, but a lot of money in redevelopment right now sitting there that is going to be hurting us if we don't do something with it now. We can hire somebody separate from our department that is a redevelopment person and staff this position. And I would just like to see us look at that possibility of getting somebody to make our money work for us and get this really off the ground. If it's at our highest priority, maybe we need a specialized person, whether it's a contract. I'm not sure of how to do it, but I'd like to see it come back on the agenda to see if we now charge off a lot of redevelopment to the different departments, part of the city manager's time, part of everybody's. Maybe
actually, we could actually put that on the redevelopment agency agenda, I believe. Wouldn't that be under the... Under the auspices of the redevelopment agency, and whether we're going to hire someone out of that agency to
whatever in the proposed budget, which would then be coming to council in late May.
Well, I would agree with Dave. Okay. I would like to see it as an agenda item in redevelopment as soon as possible.
Okay. I don't think it would be on the agenda the 7th, but I think we could make it by the 21st.
Steve?
I just want to... see if I'm on the same page as everyone else. With all the time that's been invested by not just us, but all the commissions and staff folks on getting to where we are tonight, I would hope that we're all going to, by the end of the evening, when these 7 goals are adopted, that we can all walk out of this room and all be able to know, whether we're staff or commission or council, these are the goals. This is our direction of our community for the next 12 months. And whether we have a problem with staffing, that needs to be identified, but this is the focus, and we all need to buy into this, and we all need to say, for the next 12 months, here's what we're doing. And I think once we get that buy-in from everyone and we can move forward, we're going to work together so much better than we have in the past. Not that we've been terrible in the past, but I think we're going to be much more cohesive when everyone knows this is what we're doing for 12 months. And I think that's something we have to be really aware of tonight as we progress through this.
Totally agree. That's why for the longest time I've been trying to get this thing moving, get us a set of goals that we can all get behind and we're not fragmented.
Right.
Dave? What's the... Go ahead.
Oh, I thought Dave wanted to speak.
No, I was just going to echo that all of these lists are going to be up there. We won't be able to hit all of them immediately, but I think the idea is we'll work down from number 1 to number 2 to number 3
sure.
to number 15. So I don't think we'll have five lists up to
No, that's yeah. what I said five or whatever. Well,
and with. Number 12 okay. may be the easiest to accomplish and be maybe bang. Taken care of in 3 weeks,
right.
even though it's not the number 1 goal. Baker and Chapman, do we have another winner, please?
Is second? Could you just go over there and write about? You don't have to move the papers over there. Just write next to one is B16, and number two is F1.
You can't reach it.
Maybe a tall guy could.
Martin could. Right here, Martin.
Then we could go home later tonight and come back and look and see which each one is.
Okay, so the second goal that garnished the most votes was F1, which is code enforcement, one full-time code enforcement officer and preparation of a code enforcement procedures manual.
Again, this is an item where we would be looking at additional resources and also additional revenue potential generated from the process itself by charging fees, particularly when we have to come back and G2, or the concept of bonding for public improvements, particularly if we're talking about street improvements, is something that we could investigate. And again, I would suspect that one may maybe something we could propose in the budget document, and we would end up having to do things like hiring bond counsel and a financial advisor and things like that. It is also something that, depending on the kind of financing tool that we're using, might be something where a vote of the people was involved, if it were a general obligation bond or something like that. Was looking the other day, and if we're looking at $300,000 a year, we could probably borrow upwards of about a third of what our overall needs are in order to accomplish street improvements at this point in time. And I think we have an identified need of $42 to $45 million citywide. So something in that area with the kind of bonding rates that we have now. So it's something that we ought to move forward quickly on and take advantage of the rates. And if it is some kind of a general obligation, it's the kind of thing that the voters then would have an opportunity to vote on. And it would not be something that would be an additional tax burden or an additional assessment, but rather just to say that we want to commit a portion of the general fund for this purpose.
Why couldn't you just borrow money? Why couldn't you go to our bank with a heart right here and say, we want to borrow $15 million and we're going to pay you back at $350,000 a year? Why does it have to be a bond?
It depends on what security we're using. If we're saying we're going to pledge the full faith and credit of the city's general fund, then that's a general obligation of the city. And when Proposition 13 was passed, the voters of the state took that power away from the city council, and until recently, there was no such power. There is now the power of the voters to approve general obligation bonds with I believe it's a two-thirds vote. There are other ways to borrow money. One way is to borrow money from ourselves in different between funds or so on. or lending, for example, general fund money to the agency and having the agency repay that. The problem is that if you spend, for example, money lent to the agency on streets, that doesn't generate tax increment in order to pay that debt back. So unless it's leveraging some kind of an improvement where property tax values are going up or property tax assessments are going up, it would be an imprudent use of resources.
Or a lower cost to the voters. Do we have a five?
Five is a three-way tie between the 8 and 9, which is economic development, E6, which is the Ramona-specific plan, and E8, which is the housing element. E8 is not fit.
Can I have my green stickers back? I'll break the tie.
Mm-hmm. And E6, which is the
use. Good use of blue stickers.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Lori, you might want to put a line between B9 and D6 and then a line between D6 and E6. Just a horizontal. There you go. That's right, because there's three different.
That's right.
Okay, B8 and 9 are activities that we are working on, and there will be some of those initiatives will be discussed and presented in the city budget. D6 is something that we are providing support services to a nonprofit organization that is preparing that. And Susan, can you update us on where that process may be at this point?
Organizations. No, it's the land use bill.
The city has received a draft of the Ramona-specific plan that we're currently reviewing. That's where we're at.
Okay.
E6 is the land use element.
That was D6 that she was talking about.
Talking D6.
So D6 is the specific plan.
And then E6 is the next one. So updating the land use element. At this point, that's not in this year's budget.
Correct.
Or
staff's requesting that as a budget item for the next fiscal year, which will incorporate potential changes from the housing element update and the circulation element update, and to also address a variety of community character and development issues that have been surfacing at the Planning Commission.
So, sounds like budget again.
We have a number six.
F4 and 2, which is
view sheds.
The neighborhood plan. Development view shed study.
They forget that you're sort of challenged.
Susan, are those going to be addressed in any way in the housing element, or it's F2 says coastal development view shed study
next Monday that deals with this issue, and rather than putting it off until we do the land use element a year or so down the road, we really need to address this because it is important that Northwest area in which we have got seniors who have owned their homes for long times. Individual families that have purchased homes or are wanting to construct two stories, and the Planning Commission doesn't have quantifiable objectives, and I think it's something that we definitely want to talk about. View, is it something we want to protect, and how do we go about doing that? And I think it's something we want to try. I would hope we would do it separately of the land use element.
I want to agree with John. Just based on what I've seen in my short term on the council is a project will go to the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission may deny that project at that point. There's an appeal process. It comes to the council, and we could come to a completely different conclusion. And talking about cohesiveness, I think we all need to be on the same page and have the same tools to make the best decision we can. So I would like to see that more of a fast-track piece to help us and the community and the Planning Commission get through this, because it's going to keep coming up.
Okay, next is B-17, which is the Hotel Conference Center, and F-8 and D-2, which is replace dilapidated parks and amenities and update the recreation element.
So it's two different?
Two different.
F-8
B-17 and then F-8 and D-2 together.
When we, a couple of sessions ago when we were talking about goal session, when we were going over the five-year plan, there was some feedback from the council about the hotel conference center project and some of the challenges involved there. And I got a sense that it was a lower priority at that point. So this looks like it's coming, rising back up to the top then.
I thought there was a problem about what we could actually do. What could we accomplish? We're out of the loop. It wasn't that we didn't want to see something there. It's that we have no impact. Yeah.
Well, I disagree. I think we did debate this, and we said there are possible ways we can facilitate this. And I think we need to look at it because it has been on the books for many years. And let's take another look at it. I think maybe the political environment is right, and maybe the economic environment is right. And let's take a look and let's see if there's something we can do. And if it only amounts to getting an agreement with the state or getting something worked out by the end of the year, I think it will have been well worth going down this road.
Okay.
And I think John had also brought up a valuable point in that maybe it's time for the elected officials of this community to take a political shot at this and maybe go get Abel Maldonado's ear and get some influence as far as maybe making the park system a little more agreeable to sitting down with our city staff and the developer staff and giving this thing a jump start. So, I mean, I think maybe...
And Susan, recreation element.
Mayor and City Council members, Kathy Petker, Recreation Manager. The current Parks and Recreation element is over 12 years old. It is in need of updating. It would allow us to analyze our current parks, our programs, and get some community involvement and help us do some long-range planning. So.
Kathy, can you talk a little bit about some of the collaboration we had talked about with the school district and some of the other county agencies, the parks departments within those two agencies, about sharing money, about sharing facilities, about trying to find ways to get bonds. Like the school district has given us a bond. They will let us use their grant writer. And there's a way of doing things that Peg was talking about earlier, working together as groups, the county and the school district and the city is trying to put fields together or put together facilities that we all buy into with something like we did with the skateboard park where everybody put a little bit of money into it. It's in our community, but everybody else, all the other communities put money into that. And I think that's another way to do some of these facilities, to maybe upgrade them or get new facilities.
Right, absolutely. One of our goals is trying to maximize our resources. And in our meeting with the CMR school district, we met with the superintendent and representatives from the county parks and recreation, other city recreation departments, and we're all trying to pool our resources and enhance public recreation for everyone in the five cities. So that's exactly what we're trying to move toward, and the county is close to adopting their parks and recreation element. So.
Kathy, do you feel that, I don't know how to word this, that sometimes Napomo, because it's county, gets more so than we in cities?
Is Peg still here?
Napomo or Oceana?
Yeah, really.
Or Oceana.
Well, and I think maybe it's because we don't ask. You know, there's funding there that we could possibly get if we asked for it more. You know, we're more in need or more needy and said, hey, you know, we deserve it too.
Right.
I think that's part of what was in that meeting also, that they, you know, they don't just look at Napomo. They just don't look at the county areas, that they also provide service to the cities if the cities are bold enough or good enough to ask for it.
Right.
A little more banging.
Hmm. Yeah, I think, you know, I think that we have to say, hey, we're part of the county too. We deserve some funding too.
I agree.
Well, and of course, Koch was always there.
Yeah. I just wanted to say too is, you know, Peg was here and she talked about partnerships as being a key component of our survival through this tough time. And I would think there's certain issues that are non-recreation as far as a direct relationship that are going to be coming down the pipe. But there might be an ability for us to start enhancing these partnerships with the South County agencies, because there's going to be other issues that are going to be coming forward very soon, I would think, that if we can all collaborate on, it's going to benefit the youth and everyone else in these communities, and we'll start sharing resources more.
Well, I have to remind you, some of the funding from for the skateboard park did come from the county. It did come from Pink Bernard. So, you know, it's not that we haven't got it. It's just we need to continue to strive for more.
But, you know, the county is involved in funding some of the highest goals that we have here. The schools are too, but it's really being backfilled by the state.
Okay, next is B2, which is the downtown development, and H5 and H1, which is the technology automation services.
And so those are two tied? Okay, so that's the 11th and 12th?
H5 and H1 are tied, and B2 is by itself.
Okay. So that's 11th and 12th goals, then.
Where are we at? Do we have any more? Or how?
There's 20 more.
Okay.
Next is E1, which is reorganization of the building department, and F14 and 13, which is underground utilities.
So, again, the last two, the ones that are listed on 8 there, Gloria, B2 and H1, yeah, there you go, and then same there. Okay.
And next is B12, which is the South Grover Industrial Area Sanitary Sewer System.
Yay!
The purple people eater.
That's one of the most important ones we've got. I can't believe you guys. Thank you, Ron.
Bitter.
I'm bitter.
I agree.
I'm bitter.
And unless we keep putting pressure on it, it's not going to happen, because people, it'll just be one of those things that we can't do because we don't, you know, we don't put the pressure on
it. Up the sanitation.
Next is C11 and C3, which is the street funding.
Savannah.
And I think actually we should go back and clarify that. That's a mandate, right? We're not saying that's...
The $300,000 is something that we have been doing since 1998 or 99.
Yeah, because I guess the analogy I use is that they get that one passes go and goes directly to the front of the line. So I want to make sure that everyone understands that.
Next is G4, which is having the budget completed on time and adopted by June 30th.
Yeah.
Or else.
And the last three are tied, B3, E8, and G8, which is E8 is the housing element update, G8 is increased stipend for city council, and B3 is to reevaluate the second redevelopment area.
This didn't get any votes. Are they even goals?
So
I don't know, are they?
I would think if they didn't get any votes, we should strike them. Or move them over.
Well, there are 17 goals before we got to the last three that didn't get any votes.
Yeah.
The folks who are, would be primarily working on it might be different people. So in that sense, they could be going on a parallel basis. And to try to wrap them into the same goal may be dysfunctional. But I think where they are on the list makes it clear that really the revenue diversification is part of the engine that drives many of these other things where we're talking about needing
That's
additional
right.
resources. So,
so I would agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Mayor, I agree with Steve on the last three. Let's eliminate those, the D3, E8, G8.
So that's fine.
They should be long.
I could go with that.
Move back over to the other additional goals.
To this side.
Banish them to the right side of the line.
Mm-hmm. You just cross
right,
off.
That's good.
Just cross 13 off.
No,
just you just cross 13 off. Now we have twelve goals. Is there any way that do we want to go through those and identify them as from a staff process that how difficult they would be to do and financially and with manpower is that something we can do tonight? It's kind of tough due to the fact they're alphabet soup up there. They're not really listed as a goal. It's very difficult to go back and forth from
right.
from that list to our list and say what is B1, what is C6, what is...
Actually, there are a number of tie votes up there, so it's not 11. It's really like 17, I think. There's
mm-hmm. Okay.
Can I throw something out as we're trying to ratchet this thing down and define it more? Things like E6, the land use element, well, we've all identified it as a high priority goal. Susan just came to us and said based on the transportation element and the housing piece, they're going to look to do it next fiscal year. So do we move it?
Here's my feedback would be to say that part of what we're getting is kind of foreshadowing as we approach the budget process. So what I'm going to be doing then in the budget process is to the extent that these kinds of issues haven't come forward from the departments, then I'm going to be asking them to put together a budget proposal and then try to figure out some way to fund that in the budget that comes to the council.
Okay.
So I think at this point, we've given you a little bit of feedback on some of the, particularly like about the top 10 of these goals. And perhaps the thing to do would be for staff to array these things and try to figure out as we look towards the budget preparation as some of the staff members have mentioned, they have actually requested some of these items as part of their budget requests already. Some of them haven't been, and so there would be going through that technical effort of trying to get a proposal into the mill at this time, and then say in maybe the council meeting of the 21st of April or if you want another separate session, perhaps we could come back with the size that it was a mandatory process. So we can package some of the secondary things and be able to track those for the council.
Now, from the TANG meeting in the circulation element, is that being done or is it going to be happening? Or
Susan, you want to report on what the status of the circulation element RFP is?
We actually are holding interviews tomorrow morning on selecting a consultant to prepare a traffic model and circulation element update.
So, Susan would welcome anybody who'd like to stay and clean up tonight.
And we're hoping to get them started immediately and have a draft element by the end of this year.
Wonderful.
Okay, I had a suggestion. At least this is one suggestion I thought we might do. With the goals we have right there, in conjunction with what we have on TV with the different the meetings we've been showing and the meeting we show tonight, maybe at the end of that, Gloria could put up a schematic that says the following are potential goals that have been identified by the City Council. This is the priority, and we're going to have another meeting to really identify how quickly they can be implemented, how cost-effectively they can be implemented, just to give people kind of a concise synopsis of what we've gone through with our alphabet soup tonight, and maybe even get some input from the public that way. If it said the number one goal is, and it wouldn't say B6, B whatever, I can't read that from here, but just say whatever those were in a line item, so that the implementation of a better budget or whatever that goal is. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could at least do that. I don't know if that's something
I think that gets at the kind of thing that Councilman Lieberman was talking about earlier, of folks would be able to rattle off what the top three or top five goals are, and everybody can be pulling in that same direction then.
My only hope that as we do this is we qualify the $300,000, because that's going to be the thing we're going to hear the most about if it's not a number one priority, is that that's a commitment. That's a done deal. Business as usual, and then here's the other goals we've identified. So we will hear about that.
Well, even with the $300,000, with the bonding that we talked about, maybe that would be another little subset of the bonding, saying that council has definitely committed $300,000 a year for streets, and the bonding issue is a way to more effectively spend that money. With today's dollars, we can have a bigger bang for our buck, because we can borrow the money at a very low interest rate, do a lot of streets at one time, which effectively makes bidding a better process. And you can bid for 30 streets. It's a lot. You're going to get a lot better bid price than if you bid for two or three a year. And so maybe that can be some of the dialogue that goes into what that bonding question is on that one item. I mean, maybe those are some of the things that we fill in the blanks there. I don't know.
Well, one of the issues that we've been dealing with staff, particularly with Mike Ford and John Barkley and Martin and myself, is how to minimize some of our liability that we could have used to pave more streets, for example. So being able to package things would make the money go even farther.
As we're talking about watershed, are we putting money aside to keep things going in case something breaks down and we don't have enough rain to cover ourselves for a certain year or whatever?
Because we
do have different areas in our town that we do get water from.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk about that, Mike? We're talking about what happens in dry years with regard to water quantity issues, water supply issues. We have a combination of both groundwater and surface water. And
do we have a little fund set aside, Mike, for the rainy days that we don't have rain and so forth? I mean,
we try to update the equipment regularly. We're rebuilding one of our wells right now that went down unexpectedly, and this is, I think, part of what you're talking about is putting some away for a rainy day.
Exactly.
And we're about to get into the checkbook over here, so we'll let you know what that is. But water-wise, we're in good shape. The city is in good shape there. Even with the well down, Lopez worked with us, turned the feed up, so we're in good shape water-wise. Groundwater levels are higher today than they were in the 50s. The whole South County is doing well.
Okay, and as far as our sewer systems, also, I mean, to replace, and we're also have a little...
Sewers were put in 1965, and we are starting to see the infrastructure failures that you would expect with a system that old. We're starting to do a more aggressive maintenance. We're doing more TVing of the sewer lines. We're identifying some major areas that will be addressed in this year's budget and years to follow.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I'll add to the water a little bit, too, because I sit on Zone 3. One of the things that we've had to do, we're going to spend about $50 million in the next few years on water just at Lopez. We have got $28 million in the dam remediation or rebuilding the dam. We're looking at about $20 million or more to rebuild our water treatment plant. And then there's, I'm trying to remember where the other, that's about 50 there. It was 18, 28, and then there were a couple million dispersed. And a couple of the 2 million dispersed were a habitat conservation plan that we had to put together to keep the water flowing down the Arroyo Grande Creek for the steelhead trout and for the red-legged frog. And with our habitat conservation plan, we've kind of came up with a way of dumping water down at specific times so that the steelhead's habitat is still kept solvent, but we're not losing water. So in the long run, the plan that they're putting together,
not to exceed because of the dam remediation project. So hopefully next year when it's completed, we get some average rain, we'll be even better shape.
Well, the remediation process, we could only hold a certain amount of water there because of the dam. Right. Plus, we had to dump water for the steelhead. And at this point, we're not going to dump as much water. Plus, we're going to be able to fill the dam again. So
exactly.
We'll be able to hopefully rebuild some of our water surplus.
Thank you, Mike.
Any other questions? Or
I had a question. Is this something that we have to formally adopt, this list? Is this just direct
Well, I don't think we'll really get to that point until we can see what staff comes back with as far as what they feel it's going to take financially to put these each and every one of those goals together, and what they can basically what workforce we have. I mean, if we have a goal up there that's not feasible with our workforce or financially, then I guess it would be a low priority goal, even though we've set it as a high priority. If you can't finance it, it just isn't a goal. So I think we need some feedback from staff on each one of those items first before we – and then I think we would adopt it. I think we'd sit down and say, you know, let's put our word behind this. Right?
To a certain extent, that's going to happen with particularly those items that are going to be folded into the budget, the proposed budget. You would be adopting them with regard to the budget. One – question that staff would have would be, do you want to have us return when we return as another separate session like this, special session, or would you want it to be incorporated in with the regular agenda, regular council meeting?
I would think that if it's a short agenda item, if it can go 15 to 20 minutes and we put it on the agenda, if it's going to be longer than that, maybe we'd...
It depends if David talks.
Wait a minute.
Well, you mean how much David talks. Well, David always talks.
My question was coming around to, is this going to change? Is there going to be some public input through the next week or something before you formally adopt this list or something, and somebody's going to say, wait a minute, I voted for B16 and I wanted B2 instead or something. Or are we comfortable with this order that we're in right now?
I think
and it's not something that
we're going to
miss.
That's where the chips fell. So.
Well, I agree, but I mean that's what I'm trying to get a commitment on. Is this is a list that we have? I think it's a wonderful idea to put this on TV and have it spelled out so they understand what it is, not B16, but exactly what it is, and so the public can have some input on it. But if we get a lot of input that we don't want this one, and we are we going to say, wait a minute now, let's
I think as long change. As they understand that a lot of this that are over here are implemented on
my
those,
concern
just
more
like
is
especially the streets. We know that we're going to continue.
My concern is more that they will object to something than they'll say, we want to add this. They might say that we don't want this particular one or we don't want this one. And how dare you do that? And
we'll say take it up with the purple guy.
Okay. Well, I'm sure they'd all
be ready
mine.
To stand behind your vote.
Even if they weren't, they are.
Now, are you
cost out and given where we are in the budget process, that would have to occur in the next 3 weeks or so anyway. Right, Gail?
Could,
yes.
I just want to make a clarification. I think some of the items got talked about. One in particular that didn't get talked about, I think, was the F-14, which was underground of utilities, and I want to make sure staff understands where we're coming from on that. I think it's a two parts to that. The first part is looking at the existing ordinance as it is in effect. We've had a large number of citizens express concern of the cost when they are merely doing a minor addition. So I think we'd like to look at that and make sure there is a more equitable and fair solution out there. And then the second part of that is more long-term, in which we're talking about forming underground districts under Rule 20A, in which we can talk about undergrounding overhead lines along our major corridors and our commercial areas, Highway 1. I think we've got one already on North Oak Park, and so that's something I want to make sure that I'm clear on, and that's the direction that we're trying to go with that particular goal.
Well, don't we already pretty much have a policy under underground utilities? We just need a war chest before we can actually do them. I think we have, once we get a war chest, then we've kind of determined where to underground, but it takes a lot of money to underground, and until you have it, you really, I think that's how it's happened in the past. I don't know if Susan or Bob has been involved in that, but it seems like,
well,
the only, is that what you're talking about?
No,
John,
but under Rule 20A, when PG&E was, there was a mandate that they underground these facilities, and we haven't, at least to my knowledge, taken advantage of that system that's out there. I think we did it with North Oak Park, but there was no comprehensive look at it. And if we establish districts, they immediately start putting money aside for the city of Grover Beach, and so then we can check our account and see what's in there. So they will come out, they will walk with you, you can identify where your districts are and get them mapped out, and they start putting the money aside for the city of Grover Beach to underground these facilities. And so that's,
and I guess that's what I was saying before, when they did set the money aside, but it accumulates so slowly, right, that it takes years and years to really.
And that's why it's important that we start planning. I think that was one of the questions I had asked staff when they brought North Oak Park. I said, why are you coming with just one? You know, let's identify more than one so they can start saving our money.
Well, when we redid Farrell, we did the bike path on Farrell, and we resurfaced it. They had to move all the telephone poles over like 8 feet. That was an excellent time to underground. But do you think anybody would? I mean, we couldn't
agree.
Do it. PG&E would not do that. They moved the poles, but they wouldn't underground. It's like there should have been some kind of a confab between the two communities. I mean, between PG&E and ourselves, half price if they underground it or something. But it didn't work. I mean, they just moved over the poles, which is stupid.
I drive by it every day. I know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry you can't talk about it then, Joe.
Yeah. Anyway, it made no sense.
Okay. Could we have a list of these in the next few days, just of the order that's up there, and just for the public and all of us? Thank you.
Do we want to put that list on TV, or do we want to wait until it's finalized, or?
I think the concept.
A special program on dealing with strangers, and we'll also, for an hour before that meeting, we'll be there to do fingerprints on the kids and fill out our identity kit.
So it starts at 6 then instead of 7?
The actual meeting starts at 7, but parents will come early with their kids. We will fill out the identification kit.
Thank you, John. Anyone else? John Weissam.
You got it. Yeah, I did something unusual today. I try to keep business in Grover Beach as much as I possibly can. So I did do some business down in Highland. And that old truck had the shakes, so I decided I'd walk home today. I don't know how far that is, but I zigzag because streets is the name of the game here. And some of you councilmen that's walked the streets before, you know what they're like. You can drive on them, but you don't get it as well as you walk it. And boy, I saw some streets that needed repair. And then I come right up to 16th and Brighton, and those potholes. You need more than $300,000, and I don't know why you can't go get grant money instead of borrowing from the city. You know, I have two things, common sense and experience. And I pay taxes in the Midwest. And you know, we have better streets, better roads, better highways on grant money. Because I just talked to the lady back here. Why can't you do more for streets and roads by getting our politicians to go to Washington, D.C. and get the money? And then she tells me, well, CAP has got money. Well, it don't go to our streets. I don't know where it's going to. It don't go to our roads. It don't go to our highways.
Thank you, John. Anyone else? Okay, I guess at this time we'll adjourn this meeting. Thank you for showing up and being here.